Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always excited to explore new topics.
Well, today we're diving into something you might not expect.
Oh, let's hear it.
Magnets. Those things that stick to your fridge.
Interesting. I wouldn't have guessed that. What about them?
Well, our source today, an article from Forschung, a German research magazine, claims they're key to tackling climate change.
Really? That's a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Right. So we'll be unpacking this. How are magnets crucial for the energy transition and, just as important, what challenges do they present?
It's more than just fridge magnets, right?
Exactly. It's easy to forget how much we rely on magnets.
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. But how does that connect to clean energy?
Well, think about electric vehicles and those giant wind turbines.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
Right at their core are electric motors and generators.
And those rely on magnets to convert energy efficiently.
Exactly, making them critical for a shift to renewables.
So instead of fossil fuels powering our cars and homes, we're turning to magnets.
Pretty cool, huh? But the article also mentioned magnets and refrigerators.
Oh yes, that's where things get really interesting. Refrigeration as we know it uses a lot of energy and unfortunately contributes to those greenhouse gas emissions.
Not good. But there's a potential solution.
There is, and it uses magnets, something called magnetic refrigeration.
Magnetic refrigeration. Now that I've never heard of.
It's based on something called the magnetocaloric effect.
Okay, now you're going to have to break that down for me.
Imagine certain materials, right, that heat up when a magnet is nearby.
Okay.
And then they cool down when you take the magnet away.
Interesting. So what?
Well, scientists are figuring out how to use this effect, I mean, to create cooling systems that are way greener than the ones we use today.
Wait, so instead of using those refrigerants, you know, the ones that harm the environment,
yeah,
we could use magnets to cool things down.
That's the idea.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are there any downsides, though? I feel like there's always a catch.
Well, one of the big challenges is, well, the resources needed to make these powerful magnets.
What kind of resources?
We're talking rare earth elements like neodymium, dysprosium, and terbium. And then you have other essential metals too, cobalt, gallium, and indium, all essential for various magnetic applications.
So while magnets are essential for sustainable technologies, actually getting the materials is tricky.
Exactly. There are significant environmental and geopolitical concerns. For instance, China currently dominates that rare earth market, creating a dependence on them for a resource vital for clean energy. Not to mention the potential environmental damage associated with mining these elements.
It seems like a real dilemma. We need magnets for a sustainable future, but the materials to make them cause all these problems.
That's the crux of it.
Is there any way out of this?
Well, that's where the science of magnets and, of course, innovation come in. Remember that research being done by the Collaborative Research Center?
Remind me. Which one?
In Germany.
Yeah. The SFBTRR270.
They go by Homage, and they're all about designing new magnetic materials for efficient energy conversion. One of their key discoveries focuses on tweaking a property called hysteresis.
Hysteresis. Now, what in the world is that?
Imagine you have an electromagnet and you switch it on and off, right? Hysteresis describes how the material inside, well, it lags behind those changes. Essentially, it takes a bit of energy to kind of flip the magnetism of the material.
So it's like the magnet is being stubborn.
That's a great way to put it. And that's what makes Homage's work so exciting. They found that by adding certain impurities, carefully, of course, they could actually reduce that stubbornness, so to speak, making the magnet more energy efficient.
So we're talking about deliberately making imperfections. To make a better magnet, that's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
It might seem that way, but think about it this way. In an electric car, less hysteresis means less energy wasted as heat.
Meaning?
A longer driving range for you.
Ah, so this discovery has real-world implications.
Absolutely. It directly translates to a benefit for anyone driving an electric vehicle.
Fascinating. So by manipulating this hysteresis, scientists are trying to create magnets tailored for specific uses.
You got it.
But it goes beyond just hysteresis, right?
Right. Homage is also diving deep into how a magnet's behavior is influenced by its structure at the atomic level. They're basically manipulating those defects within the material to, well, optimize its magnetic properties.
It sounds incredibly complex. So they're not just trying to find new materials, but also making existing materials work better.
Exactly. Making the most of what we have while exploring new options.
I see. So this Homage research is giving us a glimpse into a future where magnets could be even more powerful and efficient.
Absolutely. Their work is laying the foundation for the next generation of magnets, the ones that'll power a more sustainable future. And it's not just them. Many researchers worldwide are exploring different avenues to create magnets that are both high-performing and, crucially, sustainable.
I'm already seeing magnets in a whole new light. Not just simple objects anymore, but tiny powerhouses with the potential to really change the world.
And that's what makes this deep dive so fascinating. We're uncovering the hidden world of magnets and their impact on our lives.
I can't wait to delve deeper. We've talked about the importance of magnets, the resource challenges, and that amazing science behind making them better. But what does the future hold for magnetic materials? What's on the horizon?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll be uncovering the cutting-edge research happening right now, and trust me, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me. Mind-blowing magnet research. What's next?
Well, we've talked about the resource challenges, right? With rare earth elements. Remember those big names? Dysprosium and terbium.
Yeah, I remember. Primarily sourced from China, often linked to environmental concerns.
Right, so finding alternatives is, well, it's crucial, and researchers are exploring some exciting avenues.
Such as?
Well, one approach is developing rare earth-free magnets.
No rare earths at all. What would they be made of?
Elements that are more abundant, less problematic to source, you know?
Rare earth-free magnets. That really would be a game changer. Are they being used in anything yet?
It's a hot area of research. Still some hurdles to overcome. Right now, they don't quite perform as well as their, you know, heavy rare earth counterparts, especially when things get hot.
I see. So there's a trade-off.
Yeah, a balancing act. Finding alternatives and making sure they can handle the demands of, say, a powerful electric motor.
Got it. Anything else being explored?
Another exciting area is improving the efficiency of the magnets we already have. Imagine squeezing even more performance out of less material.
Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. That's where those advanced manufacturing techniques we touched upon earlier come in.
Like what?
3D printing. But for magnets.
3D printing magnets. Okay, you're right. Now we are getting futuristic. How does that even work?
It's amazing. They can build magnets with these incredibly precise microstructures. You're controlling the arrangement of atoms within the magnet to really enhance its performance.
Engineering at a microscopic level. I bet that gets expensive though, right?
It can be, but think of the benefits. Using less material. Boosting efficiency. 3D printing can ultimately make magnets more sustainable. Cost-effective in the long run.
Makes sense. Investing in a high-quality product that lasts longer performs better.
Precisely.
Okay, but what happens at the end of their life cycle?
Yeah.
Can magnets even be recycled?
Great question. Closing the loop, recycling magnets is essential for a truly sustainable approach.
Right. We can't just keep mining more and more.
Exactly. Got to recover and reuse what we already have out there, those valuable metals.
I can imagine it's tricky, though. I mean, they're often embedded within complex devices.
Oh, it's a challenge for sure. But researchers and companies are making progress. New techniques are being developed to extract those elements from end-of-life products. And some companies are designing their products with recycling in mind from the start.
So they don't just end up in landfills.
Right. They get a second life.
That's great. It seems like we're moving toward a circular economy for magnets.
Exactly. And it's not just about environmental sustainability. It's also about economic and geopolitical security. By diversifying our sources of these, you know, critical materials and recycling what we already have, we can reduce our dependence on any one country.
Right. So recycling magnets is good for the planet and for global stability.
It all ties together.
It really highlights how interconnected everything is.
It does. It really does. And it highlights the importance of a holistic approach to, well, sustainability. But even with all these advancements in materials and manufacturing, there's still so much we don't know about magnets.
You mean there are still mysteries? About these little things that stick to my fridge.
Absolutely. Remember those mind-blowing concepts? Topological magnetism and skirmions.
Yeah, they sounded pretty sci-fi. Refresh my memory. What were those again?
Okay, so topological magnetism. It delves into the connection between a material's shape and its magnetic properties. It's a pretty new field, revealing some, well, bizarre and exciting phenomena.
Okay, how does the shape of a material even affect its magnetism? I'm having trouble wrapping my head around that.
Imagine a material shaped like, I don't know, a donut. That unique topology of the donut can actually create conditions where you get these quasi-particles. They behave like magnetic monopoles.
Hold on. Magnetic monopoles. Those hypothetical particles with only a north or R a south pole, not both. You're telling me those actually exist?
Not quite in isolation, but in certain topological materials, you can, you know, create conditions that mimic the behavior of magnetic monopolists.
Wow. These materials are bending the rules of magnetism as we know them. What can we even do with these quasi-monopoles?
One exciting application is in spintronics. It uses the spin of electrons rather than their charge to carry information. Imagine computers and devices that are far more energy efficient, faster than anything we have today.
So these topological materials could revolutionize the way our electronics work.
They have that potential, yeah. And then there are skirmions.
Right. The tiny magnetic whirlpools. What was so special about those again?
Imagine, right, a tiny swirling vortex of magnetism, a minuscule tornado, but of magnetic spins.
Okay.
These skirmions, they're incredibly stable. You can move them around, manipulate them, and they keep their shape.
So they're like tiny controllable magnets.
Exactly. And because they're so small, you can pack tons of them into a really tiny space.
So data storage. Next level hard drive.
You got it. They could revolutionize data storage. Devices that are way denser, faster, and more energy efficient.
Okay, I see why you're so excited about this stuff. Sounds like we're on the verge of a whole new era of magnetic technology.
We are. And the amazing thing is we're just scratching the surface. There's so much more to discover about these exotic magnetic phenomena.
Incredible. So many technological breakthroughs.
Yeah.
All because of the magnet.
Yeah.
And what else can skirmions be used for? Besides data storage, I mean.
Researchers are looking into that, all sorts of things. Logic devices, sensors, even neuromorphic computing.
Neuromorphic computing. I've heard that term thrown around. But What is it exactly?
It aims to create computer systems that, well, mimic the human brain.
So we could use skirmions to build computers that think more like humans.
That's the goal. It's a pretty ambitious field. But the possibilities are, well, exciting.
No kidding. Uncharted territory, for sure. Do you think there will be challenges, though, as we, you know, develop these technologies? Ethical considerations, maybe?
It's always important to think about the broader implications, right, as we push those boundaries of what's possible with magnets, I mean. We need to consider the impact on society, on the environment.
So responsible innovation, it's not just about the cool factor.
Right, it's about using these technologies for good.
This has really changed my perspective. Magnets aren't just everyday objects anymore. They really could shape our future.
They really could. And the best part? The journey isn't over yet. There's so much more to explore, to uncover.
I'm ready for more. More mind-blowing magnet stuff, I mean. What else is out there?
Well, we talked about topological magnetism and those skirmions, remember? But it doesn't stop there. Scientists are, you know, always pushing the boundaries, investigating new materials, uncovering even more exotic magnetic phenomena.
Exotic magnetic phenomena. Okay, now you really have me intrigued. What kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Imagine materials where the magnetic properties just change drastically, depending on the temperature or the pressure.
Okay.
Or materials that exhibit, like, entirely new types of magnetic ordering, defying, you know, our conventional understanding.
Sounds a bit like magic, honestly.
It kind of is. And it's all thanks to, well, advancements in material science and characterization techniques. Scientists can now probe and manipulate materials at, like, the atomic and subatomic levels, revealing these hidden magnetic worlds.
Discovering new magnetic landscapes, so to speak.
Exactly. And with each new discovery, the possibilities just, well, they expand exponentially.
So what kind of possibilities?
Think new energy technologies,
yeah.
More efficient electronics, even advancements in medicine?
Medicine. Mm-hmm. Magnets in healthcare. I'm not sure I follow.
You're familiar with MRI machines, right?
Yeah, of course. Those giant machines that use magnets to take pictures inside your body?
Exactly. But now researchers are exploring, you know, magnetic nanoparticles for targeted drug delivery, hyperthermia treatment, for cancer, actually, and even magnetically controlled implants.
Wow. So magnets are really making a difference in the medical field. That's pretty amazing. But as we, you know, go further down this road, how do we make sure things stay, well, ethical?
That's a really important point. Like with any powerful technology, there's a responsibility to ensure it's used safely, ethically, you know?
Right. We don't want any unintended consequences.
Exactly. It's essential to have those open discussions about the potential risks, the benefits, involving scientists, policymakers, and the public. Everyone, really.
So finding that balance, huh?
Yeah, a balance between scientific advancement and, of course, societal well-being. We need to make sure these incredible discoveries actually benefit humanity.
Well said. This deep dive has been quite a journey. I started off thinking about those little magnets on my fridge. Now I see them as this force that can, well, shape our future.
And that's what makes this field so exciting. It's constantly evolving. New discoveries, new innovations popping up all the time.
So what's next for you? What are you personally excited about in the world of magnetic research?
Good question. I'm fascinated by the potential of quantum magnetism.
Quantum magnetism. That sounds, I don't know, almost too futuristic.
It might sound like sci-fi, but it's a real field, a rapidly growing one too. And who knows what we'll find? Maybe room temperature superconductors?
Yeah.
Or ultra-powerful quantum computers?
Because of magnets.
All thanks to a better understanding of, well, magnetism.
I can't wait to see what the future holds. This has been a really inspiring deep dive.
I agree. And I hope it sparked a sense of wonder in you. The world of magnets is, well, it's full of surprises.
Definitely full of surprises. Well, that's it for our deep dive into the world of magnets. We hope you've gained a new appreciation for these tiny but powerful forces, the ones that, you know, shape our world. Until next time, keep exploring and stay magnetic.